How to keep your teeth during a power outage. In the quiet, tree-lined neighborhood of Maplewood, power outages were rare. However, when the unexpected happened, life quickly shifted from routine to chaotic. One evening, the entire neighborhood plunged into darkness, leaving the residents scrambling to adapt. Among them was Sophie, a meticulous and health-conscious woman who never took her dental hygiene lightly. As the lights went out, Sophie realized that maintaining her dental routine without electricity would be a challenge, but she was determined to find a way. Sophie had always been diligent about her oral health, thanks to her profession as a dental hygienist. She knew the importance of brushing and flossing, and she never skipped her nightly routine. But with the power outage, her electric toothbrush was rendered useless, and she had to rethink her approach. Armed with a manual toothbrush and a flashlight, Sophie set out to ensure that her teeth stayed clean, even in the face of adversity. As she rummaged through her bathroom cabinets, Sophie stumbled upon a forgotten stash of dental supplies. She found an old-fashioned, battery-operated toothbrush, a pack of inner dental brushes, and several tubes of toothpaste. With a sense of relief, she realized she had everything she needed to keep her teeth in top shape. Sophie's resourcefulness and dedication to dental health were about to be put to the test in ways she hadn't anticipated. Sophie's mind quickly shifted from her own routine to the well-being of her neighbors. Many of them, especially the elderly, might not be as prepared. She decided to visit Mrs. Jenkins, the sweet old lady who lived next door. Mrs. Jenkins had always appreciated Sophie's advice on dental care, and Sophie wanted to make sure she had what she needed during the outage. With a care package in hand, Sophie made her way through the darkened street, guided by the dim light of her flashlight. The power outage in Maplewood was more than just an inconvenience. It was an opportunity for the community to come together and support each other. Sophie's dedication to dental health extended beyond her own needs as she offered guidance and supplies to her neighbors. Through her actions, she reminded everyone that even in the most unexpected situations, taking care of oneself and others was paramount. As the hours turned into days without electricity, Sophie's neighborhood found creative ways to maintain their dental hygiene, proving that a little ingenuity and a lot of heart could keep their smiles bright, even in the darkest times. Sophie's dental survival strategies. 1, utilize available resources. During a power outage, finding alternative ways to maintain dental hygiene is crucial. Sophie recommends toothbrush alternatives. Use clean cloths or small sticks with frayed ends to create makeshift toothbrushes if you can't access your regular toothbrush. Floss substitutes. Utilize clean thread, fishing line, or even thin plant fibers as dental floss if you run out of conventional floss. 2, create homemade dental care products. When conventional products are not available due to the outage, Sophie suggests these DIY solutions. Baking soda paste. Mix baking soda with water to create a natural toothpaste alternative. Saltwater rinses. Dissolve a teaspoon of salt in a glass of clean water to create a mouth rinse. This helps kill bacteria and soothe gum irritation. If you have activated charcoal tablets used for filtration, crush them and mix with a small amount of water to create a paste. 3, maintain a balanced diet. Nutrition plays a vital role in dental health, especially during a power outage. Sophie advises minimize sugar intake. Avoid foods high in sugar to reduce the risk of cavities. Opt for nutrient-rich foods that support overall health. Hydration. Drink plenty of water to help wash away food particles and bacteria, even if it's bottled or boiled water. High calcium foods. Seek out foods rich in calcium, like nuts and leafy greens, to strengthen your teeth. 4, establish a routine, despite the circumstances. Keeping a consistent dental hygiene routine is essential. Sophie recommends scheduled hygiene sessions. Maintain a strict schedule for brushing and flossing, even during a power outage. Brush at least twice a day and floss daily. Rinse your mouth. Use a saltwater rinse to kill bacteria and freshen your breath when mouthwash is unavailable. Brush regularly. Use any available toothpaste or a baking soda mixture to brush your teeth for at least 2 minutes each time. Be prepared for dental emergencies. In case of a dental emergency, it's crucial to have a plan. Sophie suggests pain management. Use natural pain relief methods, such as clove oil or ice packs, if available. for temporary relief from dental pain and discomfort. Emergency dental kit. Keep a small kit with essentials like clove oil for pain relief, dental wax to cover sharp edges of broken teeth, and tweezers for removing debris. Tooth extraction. Be prepared to perform basic dental procedures such as tooth extraction using sterile tools and proper techniques to prevent infections only if absolutely necessary. 6. Use natural and dietary adjustments. Leveraging natural resources can help maintain oral health during a power outage. Sophie advises natural brushes. Use twigs from certain trees like neem or miswak, which have natural antibacterial properties and have been used for centuries as toothbrushes. Herbal remedies. Utilize herbs with antiseptic properties like thyme or oregano, which can be used in rinses or chewed to help maintain oral health. Mouth exercises. Practice chewing gum, sugar-free if available, or other tough foods to keep jaw muscles strong and gums stimulated. 7. Educate and support your household. Maintaining dental health is a communal effort, especially during a power outage. Sophie emphasizes knowledge sharing. Educate everyone in the household about the importance of dental hygiene and the consequences of neglecting it, fostering a culture of care and prevention. Mutual encouragement. Encourage household members to support each other in maintaining their dental hygiene routines, reinforcing the importance of collective effort for overall health. Preventive measures. If possible, use temporary fillings and sealants made from available materials to protect teeth from further decay. Conclusion. As the days without power stretched on, the neighborhood of Maplewood adapted and thrived in unexpected ways. Sophie's dedication to dental care became a beacon of resilience and resourcefulness for her neighbors. Through her thoughtful preparation and willingness to share her knowledge and supplies, she helped everyone maintain their oral health, demonstrating that even in the darkest times, community spirit and determination could keep their smiles bright. When the power finally returned, the residents of Maplewood found themselves more connected than ever before. They had shared not just supplies and tips, but also stories and laughter, turning a challenging situation into an opportunity for bonding and growth. Sophie's efforts had ensured that no one had to face the difficulties of the outage alone, and in doing so, she reinforced the importance of taking care of oneself and each other. Sophie looked back on the experience with a sense of pride and fulfillment. She had turned a potential crisis into a lesson in preparedness and compassion. The power outage had tested the limits of their routines, but it also highlighted the strength of their community. With the lights back on, life slowly returned to normal, but the lessons learned and the bonds formed during those dark days would remain with them forever. As Maplewood resumed its usual bustle, Sophie continued to advocate for dental health, inspired by the resilience she had witnessed. The power outage had been a challenge, but it also served as a reminder that with a little ingenuity and a lot of heart, any obstacle could be overcome. The smiles of her neighbors were brighter than ever, not just because of their clean teeth, but because of the shared sense of unity and support that now illuminated their community. In the end, the power outage was more than just a temporary inconvenience. It was a testament to the power of community and the importance of being prepared for anything. Sophie's simple yet effective strategies had made a significant impact, proving that even in the face of adversity, a bright smile and a helping hand could light up the darkest of times.